Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And if you live in Iowa or New Hampshire, it's that time of year. I'm not speaking about pumpkins or turning leaves. I'm talking about switching channels, which is hopeless because you cannot get away from 2016 political ads. Here's one for Republican presidential candidate John Kasich.
People want change. They want reform. They want to see something done. But just carping about it and whining about it and making speeches about it doesn't get it done. Nobody has shaken up the system more than I have.
Let's take a look at what's out there with Here Now media analyst John Carroll. Hi, John.
Hi, Robin.
So first of all, which candidates are getting the most airtime?
Well, according to the Center for Public Integrity, Hillary Clinton has run roughly 5,500 ads so far, which is about 1 in 4 of all the ads that have run in the presidential race.
And you're saying Hillary Clinton, but is it really Hillary Clinton? I mean, let's take a reminder. Let's get a reminder of, these ads may be of the candidate, but not from the candidate.
Yeah, these in particular, Clinton's are from the campaign, but for the Republicans, they're overwhelmingly from super PACs. They're spending roughly 20 to 1 over the campaigns.
And we remind people the super PACs can spend unlimited amounts of money, but they're not allowed to coordinate with the campaigns, although many people feel that they do. But anywho, so who paid for the Kasich?
His super PAC, New Day for America, they've spent about almost $6 million up in New Hampshire.
Okay, well, let's take another listen. Jeb Bush and Donald Trump are in a big feud this weekend over whether George W. Bush could have prevented 9/11 the way Trump says he would have. Very incendiary there. And Jeb Bush's campaign also released a 2-minute ad on social media attacking Donald Trump. Let's listen to a little.
Who do you talk to for military advice right now?
Well, I watch the shows. I mean, I really see a lot of great, when you watch your show and all of the other shows.
He has said publicly that he watches cable news, and that's one of the ways that he bones up on our national security.
Ouch. Okay. It goes on for 2 minutes, these attacks on Donald Trump. So this went on social media, first of all, not TV, but you sure saw it on TV because everybody, it's so tough, everybody ran clips. So brilliant.
Well, smart, maybe. Let's not go to brilliant. Jeb Bush is now playing in Donald Trump's sandbox. And I think that that Trump is brilliant in terms of social media. He has the mind of a 14-year-old when it comes to social media, which works to his advantage.
Well, when you say Jeb Bush is playing in his sandbox, do you mean the fact that he went to social media or also that he went to the negative?
Both. Bush has his super PAC has largely been running TV ads. Bush is not as adept as Trump in terms of social media. But on this one, he's getting good play.
Boy, and some would say if he was trying to go negative, it worked very well in this ad. But what's happening overall? Are we seeing these kinds of negative ads attacking a candidate or positive ads boosting a candidate?
It's funny. The TV ads, for the most part, have been positive, which is unusual from super PACs. Back in 2012, they were overwhelmingly negative. Probably 90% of them were negative. It's early in the campaign, so I'm sure they'll get there eventually. Social media is where most of the attacks have occurred, both in web videos and in on platforms like Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, that kind of thing, which are free.
Well, and the idea of buying social media, and then if your ad's good enough, you're going to get the play on TV, or at least parts of it. What are you seeing? Are more campaigns and super PACs going to social media as opposed to buying broadcast?
Absolutely, because it's one of the ways they can reach millennials, which they can't very well through traditional TV ads. So they're going after the millennial vote. That's where they are. So they're fishing where the fishes are.
Yeah, fishes are? Fish are?
Yeah, whatever, whichever.
Lots of fish. Well, let's listen to you mentioned the super PAC ads, and the super PACs are going more negative. Let's listen to one that is a more traditional super PAC ad. This is from the Stop Hillary PAC.
Dear Hillary Clinton, I'd like to ask you why you ignored calls for help in Benghazi, and then 4 Americans were murdered.
I'd like to know why you lied, saying the attack was a response to an internet video.
I'd like to hear why you tried to silence the Benghazi whistleblower.
But Mrs. Clinton, I can't.
No, we should have told people ahead of time that what this was. It shows the images of the 4 Americans who were killed in the 2012 attacks on the American embassy in Benghazi, seeming to be the questions that they would ask. It ends on the image of U.S. Ambassador Christopher Stevens grave. And now he was a close friend of Hillary Clinton's. How's that ad going over?
It's not going over very well with the Clinton camp. It's also not going over very well with the families of the casualties. Several of them have spoken out and said, nobody asked us if they could use their images, and this is a real desecration of their memory. They are not happy about it at all.
What has the PAC said, if anything? Are they going to
The PAC has said that it's not supposed to be a warm and fuzzy ad, and then they said, well, maybe we should have checked with the families.
Yeah. And by the way, these ads are supposed to say paid for by. Do most people really know who's behind? Even when you say it's paid for by a super PAC, do most people really know what that means, who's in the super PAC?
I don't think they do. I don't think they know where the money's coming from. I don't think they distinguish between the super PAC and the campaign. You have to pay a lot of attention. There's some mouse type at the end of the spot and somebody talking a mile a minute about who paid for the ad. So I think they're pretty blurry in the public's mind.
Okay, so if you want to know, start doing the research now, because one thing we know for sure, there's going to be a lot of them.
A lot more.
Yeah. John Carroll, media analyst for Here and Now, mass communication professor at Boston University. We'll link you to his campaign outsider blog at hereandnow.org. John, thanks as always.
Thank you.